Well, Tom, back in another final, and I know it's been a short campaign this year, but you've been a long time on the road with this crowd of players.
Well, that's right, Tom. You know, we started back at under 11, under 12 with these lads, and you know, they're great lads to work with, and they show a lot of commitment all the time, and they train really hard, and you know, they're a joy to be, you know, training along with them, you know, and I suppose it is a big squad, but, you know, we've had a couple of teams running along with them as well, where we got more players in, you know, and at the minute it's a fairly strong squad now, Tom.
And tell me, you started under 10, under 11, who was there then?
Yeah, well, they were all there, and Niall Freeland, them boys were all there, Kieran Gillespie and Kieran Mulligan, all them boys, Dara Boyle, and, you know, they were all there, and, you know, we had big battles with the unions at that time, you know, they were a big team to beat, and they set the standards in Donegal. And, you know, we had big battles with them. And I remember we beat them in the under-14 league final. And, you know, we got a fair bit of confidence from winning that league title. And, you know, we got stronger after that, you know. And
That was the first success with this team at county level.
That's right. That was the first final we won. We lost on the 12 and the 13 and all the championships to the unions up to that on the 14 league title one, you know.
And of course, you've won under 16 minor and an under 21 already with this crowd.
Okay. That's right. Yes, and yeah, it's been fairly successful now. And but they're a very committed bunch of players, and you know they. You know, they're easy to look after, and they train really well, and they look after themselves, and you know, they're a credit really, you know, and you know, credit to their parents and everything else as well. You know, we got a lot of support from them as well, and the club as well.
Yeah, I know you weren't managing them last year, but they went on and won the final, beat Arua in what one of the games of the year last year in the county.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wasn't there last year, and, you know, it was a great game of football, and, you know, we you know, the standard was very high, the football was great, and it was free-flowing, and, you know, it was probably one of the games of the season last year, and, you know, a lot of people are looking at that, saying, you know, we're probably favourites going into the game on Sunday, but you can't go by last year. You know, Sunday is another final, and we'll have to be mentally ready for that game. You know, because you know a lot of people are tipping us, but at the same time, you have to go out and perform on the day, and you can't be looking back at what you won. You know, you have to go and try and get a performance going on Sunday to win it.
And tell me, just the one game, a very short, sharp campaign.
Yeah, well, that's the way the under-21s always at the end of the year, and we're aware of that all, you know, and we're supposed to meet Kilkenny, and due to they were involved in the Ulster Championship, and they didn't play the under-21 game, you know, and that left us with going into Aldaragh. A wee bit cold, you know, but at the same time, it's great to get a game under our belts, and you know, we'll have to you know, play a wee bit better if we're going to have any chance of beating Glenties on Sunday, you know.
Comfortable winners over Ardragh, I suppose, really, at a different level.
Yeah, well, as you say, the team has played. We have a structure and a game plan there, and you know, everybody knows their roles in it, you know, and last Sunday was good to get the run out, and you know, it was comfortable enough in the second half, even though they did well in the first 20 minutes, they put it up to it, but once we got the goals, you know, we were you know, it was easier then in the second half to see out the game, you know.
And talk to me about Niamh Connell. They what had played three games, you know, and convincing winners in possibly all three. And a feature of them was the.
Yeah, well, that's Niamh Connell always. Like ourselves, have a big strong squad, and most of them have played on the Niamh Connell senior team or the reserve teams, and they won the reserve championship this year, and we're aware of that. And you know, they have a threat up high up the field with Paul McGuinness and you know, McGettigan as well, Owen McGettigan, and Jack Flannery, and you know, Aidan O'Donnell as well. And they're very, you know, there's always goals in Niamh Connell, and the play style of football, you know, the, you know, counter attacking as well. And if you leave gaps there, they'll punish you.
And I know you've had your injury problems. A couple of big names definitely out and sweating on one or two others.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is, Tom. You know, Kieran Gillespie, you know, as well. He's been struggling with injuries all the year with the club and the county, and you know, I think he's going to be sorted out soon, you know, and hopefully Kieran will get back to full fitness, because he's a terrific player and a big loss, not alone to the club but the county as well. And you know, there's another few boys with injuries as well, Nisha Breen and Eamon Collum, you know, and you know, hopefully I don't know yet that we see tomorrow. You know, we'll see how they're shaping up. You know, Tom.
Yeah, but Kieran is definitely out.
It looks like it at this stage, Tom. You know, he won't be starting, Tom.
Anyway, obviously the defending champions, back to back titles, the nice ring to it.
Well, that's a goal, I suppose, for every team signed one, the under 21, so it's down to ourselves and Glenties. And it'd be great to, you know, win back-to-back titles, you know, and it'd be great for, you know, trying to get boys up to speed for the senior championship campaign as well next year, you know, and getting boys through to play senior football.
And as you mentioned at the outset, you are going to go in as favourites. That a tag that worries you?
Yeah, well, it does, and it doesn't. Like, we've been used to being favourites over the last couple of years. You know, you just have to deal with that and try and prepare yourself for, you know, that you're not overconfident going into the games. And you know, you see teams coming into finals, the hot favourites, and not delivering on the day. And you know, Kilcar against Glenfurly in the senior title. I was up at Conway in 2014, and Kilcar, you know, they were winning by 7 with maybe 8 minutes left, and they lost it to St Unions. And they had Paddy McBurty and Wayne McHugh and all them boys there. And, you know, favours means nothing. You know, you have to perform on the day and have the right attitude going into the match.